You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
So today, as our catechumens celebrate the third and the final scrutiny on their journey, in the gospel, we are faced with the stark reality of death. It's been said that the fear of death is the source of all of our fears, depending on how we look at it. It is the ultimate unknowable, the ultimate uncertainty, and the ultimate gamble, because in the end, we can't cheat it. In our world, where physical proof and scientific evidence are so highly valued, the secular worldview offers no answer to the question of death. Is it simply going out of existence? Is it the final absurdity of life's meaningless? Is it one of the many possible ends offered by one of the many religions? Ultimately, the question becomes, is there any possibility of assurance about the hereafter? Well, yes, there is assurance, and these questions can be answered because these questions are not scientific or physical proof questions. They are, however, faith questions, and we have a faith that answers them. When Jesus hears about the illness of his dear friend Lazarus, it might seem odd that he doesn't go immediately to his friend. Recall that at this time, Jesus' own life is in jeopardy. So the question here is not only about the potential death of Lazarus, but also about the potential death of Jesus. Recall also that the disciples' faith is lacking, as evidenced during the Passion, and Jesus knows it. There's a lot at stake here. Two lives and the fate of the mission of Jesus Christ, as well as the greatest of signs, as St. John puts it in his gospel, the miracle of the resurrection, the answer, the ultimate answer to the question of death. This is what Jesus means when he says, the illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. So after the delay, when Jesus and his disciples arrive in Bethany, they learn that Lazarus has been in the tomb for 4 days. It is clear, however, that Martha is strong in her faith that Lazarus will arise again. But Jesus still invites her and everyone else to even a deeper faith in him by what is about to happen. Not only do we see the human side of Jesus as he wept, we also get another one of his I am statements. I am the resurrection and the life, Jesus says, as those two words, I am, not only align him with God, those two words, the holy name of God, establish in fact who he is, God. It's also significant that the bystanders are able to hear his prayer, the words of Jesus to the Father, indicating that he is not doing this on his own, but by the power and the will of the Father. Then the seventh and final sign before Jesus' own death occurs. Jesus orders the stone to be removed, another parallel to his own death and resurrection, and calls Lazarus to come out. Lazarus is returned from death to life, and he emerges from the darkness of the tomb into the light of life. Jesus has one more command. He says, "Untie him and let him go." A lot of theologian ink has been spilled over that line. But as this event prefigures the resurrection of Jesus, so does this line, in that while this death is no longer the end for Lazarus, death is certainly not the end for Jesus. Death has no power over him because he has conquered it once and for all. Just as for Lazarus, Jesus wanted life and not death, so is the same for you and me. However, without Jesus, death is the only possible outcome for any of us. Like Lazarus, often Jesus and faith in him come into our lives at the behest of another. Lazarus was truly dead, and many of us are truly dead to sin at various times in our life. But just as for Lazarus, Jesus has the power to bring us all from death to sin to life in him. The tomb where Lazarus had been placed was dark and isolated, just as sin isolates us in darkness. For sin, darkness is very effective at hiding the things that we do not want to see. It does, in fact, become our comfort zone. It is isolating, and that our freely chosen mortal sins separate us from God and from one another. Faith in Jesus brings us out of that darkness and isolation into the warm and beautiful light of life. And for you, our catechumens, the isolation of sin will be broken. You are drawn out into a warm and welcoming community of believers in the sacraments that you will receive. And like Lazarus, bound with the trappings of the tomb and remnants of our former life, those bands must come off if we are to move freely in the world of life and light. And for all of us, including the catechumens who are here today, in these last few days in the tomb before the Easter resurrection, we must ask ourselves if there is anything that is binding me, any remnant of darkness and sin that clings to me, that must be removed before my faith allows me to walk and the light and life of God. The power over death that Jesus demonstrated for Lazarus can and will be demonstrated over our own death if only we place our faith in the Lord of life, and follow Jesus and his commands.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.